This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Attorney General's Office has filed a lawsuit to block the proposed merger between Kroger and Albertsons. The complaint alleges the two supermarket chains violated state antitrust laws by eliminating head-to-head competition. United Food and Commercial Workers Local Union 7 President Kim Cordova says the merger could further devastate smaller communities.
We see empty shopping centers now. We see pockets around Colorado where consumers don't have a place to buy fresh food, where you can't make a salad out of something you buy at a gas station, right? And a lot of our customers walk to the grocery stores.
Colorado is the second state after Washington to sue to block the merger. It looks like Colorado's oil and gas wars are back. A new bill would phase out new drilling permits by the end of the decade. Democratic State Senator Sonia Jaquez-Lewis is one of the bill's sponsors.
This is really about getting Colorado in line with what many other states and countries are doing as we deal with the impacts of climate change.
The state's oil and gas industry is already criticizing the bill, saying it could make the U.S. less energy independent. Students at Adams City High School had class remotely Wednesday after more than half of teachers called in sick to protest low wages. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The teachers say they're frustrated by constant staff turnover and low pay. The sick out was not sanctioned by the district's teachers union. President Jason Malmberg says the union prefers the bargaining process, but he understands teachers' frustrations.
Every single district in the metro area, with the exception of Inglewood, is beating us on a starting salary of somewhere between $5,000 and $12,000.
Starting pay in the Adams 14 district is about $50,000. The district has not been successful in getting voters to approve a local tax increase. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Metro Denver has a mostly sunny day, highs just above 50. It turns colder tomorrow with a chance for snow Friday. In the mountains, there is snow today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.